I want to share my journeys with you before I say goodbye to this meaningful machine. It all started when my father left me his greatest invention in his will. This machine could travel through space and time, but had been inactive for many years. My father's last words to me were, "Lightning makes me jump." I've processed these words over and over, and now 5 years later, after cancer stole him away from me, I finally understand. Lightning charges the electrical current, which makes the battery jump, and starts the machine. A memory of him ran through my head. He created this machine not to be remembered, but so the world could see what's beyond our stars. I wanted to fulfill his legacy because he never got the chance. My first adventure was to Mars because of my father's fascination with finding new life. Upon landing on Mars, there was only silence and emptiness. It's a good thing my father did not witness this dreariness, for he would have been forlorn. My next trip was to ancient Egypt, where I saw pharaohs, pyramids, and the most beautiful silks and spices of this ancient world. Then I went to the Dark Ages in 1330 and saw old, dirty people in disease-filled streets. There were mounds of dead people just lying around. As I was walking down the street, taking a history, I heard someone shout, "Witch, witch, she's a witch!" I looked back and saw a group of scared people pointing and surrounding me, shouting, "Burn the witch!" I decided it was about time to leave. I knew I needed to get back to the time machine, but how? Searching through the pockets of my trench coat, I found my golden earrings that I took out the night before. The gold might distract them for a minute. I threw the gold at them, and I saw a break in the crowd. Now was my chance to escape. Running, I made it to the machine and, in a panic, punched in a bunch of random numbers. I could hear the angry mob pounding on the sides, then whoosh, the anger faded into silence. I landed in a place I'd never heard of before. I walked down the hill the machine landed on and made my way down to the nearest town. Screams filled the air and I smelled burning flesh. Turning around, I saw a huge lava flow heading straight down the main street. In a panic, I realized that the machine had already been covered in lava. Suddenly, I realized where and when I was. Pompeii, August 24th, 79 AD. In search for anything that I could hide from the scorching heat, I stumbled into a library. Knowing I couldn't make it out alive, I found paper and a quill and started to write this letter. My advice to whomever is reading this is to leave time and space alone because you never know who's going to get hurt. Signed, Michaela Dennison.
Wait, what?
Yeah, and the crazy part is I found it in a bottle yesterday at the beach.
That's crazy because your name is Michaela Dennison.
Yeah, my dad works for this corporation creating time and space machines.